Yeah, I want to thank everybody who spoke before here today. I really want to acknowledge the fact that you are exercising your civic engagement in talking to this committee today and letting your viewpoints be known. And it's not that we don't appreciate it, because we absolutely do. We need to hear from you in terms of how you feel about this project as we move forward. In terms of my comments, a lot of the commentaries that we have here today are based on a lot on whether we have a project or not. It's based on a selection. I think that when it comes to making a selection, having a receive and file does nothing. Choosing alternative alternative one, is doing nothing, leaves nothing, it leaves the status quo. So it doesn't really resolve anything. From my understanding of the presentation that was made today by staff, it's the preferred alternative that they have, I think it's a 5C, and I see that as being a alternative that is more in line with a phasing in and an opportunity for us as a city and as a region to make a difference and make choices and make selections that will address a lot of the issues that are being concerned. As an example, we're talking about ensuring that there are project labor agreements in place, that we have alternative housing, that we have addressed the mitigation of displacements of businesses and homes. I think it offers that opportunity to phase in these different aspects of a project that would address many of the concerns that were brought here today before us at this committee meeting. So with that, what is your motion, Councilmember Austin?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I will try to keep my comments very short, because I understand that my colleague has to deal with a daycare matter pretty quickly here. So I want to thank city staff, Metro, and I want to really thank the community for being constant conscious on this particular project. Obviously, there's a lot of history here. Many years, and I want to say several careers have been made just on this project from a technical standpoint, but also in the community. A lot of community organizers have been involved in this project for many years. Obviously, my questions earlier were related, and I certainly agree with our chair, were related to the early action items, items that will significantly benefit our city, but we won't have any change whatsoever if we don't approve something or get something done. Kicking the can down the road, you know, waiting for the next EIR, you know, which may or may not happen 5 to 10 years from now, does nothing to advance our mobility issues or the infrastructure needs for freeway improvement in Long Beach. I heard a lot about motion 22.1. I think it is very clear that the direction of the political will and direction of LA County, the Metro Board, the City of Long Beach, and most of our regional interests are supportive of project labor agreements and local hiring. I don't know that needs to be further studied. I think, and particularly, the maker of the motion is actually a member of the Metro Board who will be there to help move those points through, and I think this project, and I'm gonna recommend in motion. My motion is to support alternative 5C with Councilmember Richardson's amendments or add-ons, and I'll let you clarify those what they are, because I think it's the most flexible project, but it's a project that is most cost impactful. It improves mobility for commuters, but also for freight. I mentioned that's most of the residents who are employed in the city of Long Beach are employed outside of the city of Long Beach. And I don't know that changes in the near future. I know that if we move to approve this project and this alternative, we have better opportunities to clean the air and to make traffic more efficient and also create a lot of good jobs in the process. And so that's my motion. And again, I want to thank everybody for for speaking here this evening. I disagree with many of the public comments, but I do appreciate, like I said, the conscience behind the comments as well.
Okay, Mr. Clerk, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Let's take a vote.
You clear on the amendments?
I think you should go ahead and perhaps list those right now, if it's possible.
Okay, Mr. Crumby, we just had a powwow. You are clear on what we want. You want to re-articulate that?
Yes, as I understand it, the amendments are to further study and look at the interchanges of the 91 and 405 freeways with the 710, with the intention of highest and best use for landlocked parcels. And then the second item was related to early action projects for the interchanges dispersed throughout the city.
Yeah, more specifically, the yellow, the blue nodes on this map, we want to make sure they're included in the city's official request for early action projects, that the blue ones that are sort of, further north away from Shoemaker Bridge are also included, with the same emphasis that we've been highlighting Shoemaker Bridge. But I think I'll just say, look, I get it. We've been a part of this conversation for a long time. I think Councilman Austin articulates as well when he says 22.1 was made by Supervisor Solis, and some of the things that were not a standard back when we were all advocating together for Community Alternative 7, they're standard now. The PLA, that's going to be a given. I just don't know that you're going to get, 5C has the least displacement. I don't know that adding a zero emission freight corridor, you can get to less displacement. I think we're at a place where, and no one wants to talk about displacement, but adding the freight corridor will trigger more displacement. And that's, that's a problem. Given the history that, the history along the 710 and the fight that it took to scope it down to where it is. So, this is progress and it needs to be acknowledged. That this is progress and we still have a path to get the PLA and other things done. Thank you.
Let's take the vote, please.
Motion carries.